Podtacular, episode 294, War Games and Spartan Ops, for June 7th, 2012. Hello everyone, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your co-host, Dappling.
And I'm your best guest, Roxy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So you might know Roxy's from Game Bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a fail host that no one can hear.
Yeah, well, hopefully people can hear you. You're still a little quiet, but...
Yeah, it's better than before.
Yeah, you're all right.
It's better now than it was all the way back then.
Yeah.
Game Bite was a long time ago. How many episodes did you guys actually end up doing?
A lot, actually.
You guys like 70 or something.
Really?
Yeah, I was on at least half of them, but I think the other times it was just more of the spin-off podcast and the actual podcast, because we had, like, Cinnabite and, like, old Mindbite and all that? Because, our good friend Brenton is a bit too ambitious last summer, so now I guess when he hits us up, I guess we'll start doing it again, but under a new name.
All right.
We got in trouble last time, so.
All righty. Well, yep. Tell everyone, because you're actually part of the Podtacular community, so tell everyone how you got involved with Podtacular, how you first heard about us, and kind of what you do around the site.
Well, I've been listening to Podtacular since episode 52, I think. It's been a very, very long time. I've been under a few different aliases, and one of them being STR Roxy Sweeper. And if you guys don't know the story about it, I was being, I was a kid back then. I wanted to be like, you know, a big guy because no one would take me seriously. But, after a while, I started getting bored of it, and I started releasing fan fictions of weird stuff. For anyone that doesn't know, it's under the entertainment section. If PM me, and I will send you links. But I guess for a while after Fumo and them just stopped the podcast, I guess I didn't listen to the podcast or even get on the community for a very, very long time. I think it was only like. But three times during that hiatus I ever visited. And I guess now, since Halo 4 is coming out, I guess I'm back. So I'm glad to be on the podcast for once. And, you know, hopefully we get a lot more members and revive the community. So.
Right on. Yeah, we're doing some stuff to the site that hopefully will kind of attract some new members. We're working on our new forums. Slowly but surely, they will be out before Halo 4, hopefully out before PAX.
Hopefully, jeez.
I've been making small updates on a weekly basis. Some weeks are more productive than others. But I have been making progress. I had to move the forums over to another server temporarily because of my other server going down. So the registration's actually been a little buggy since then. So I actually... the rest of my stuff gets here tomorrow, so I will actually have the server up over this weekend, and we'll be able to get user registrations back working again for the beta forums. I think we have about 20, 30 people over there, and I mean we don't have many posters because it's beta forums, and we don't have many people on the forums, anyways. But we have little conversations going on over there. But if you want to help shape the future of Podtacular, that's one way you can do it: is go over to the beta forums and. Comment on how things look and how things work and feel, and let us know what you might want to see in the forums in terms of features and forum mods that you would like to see implemented, and we'll try to get those worked in over the summer.
And how can I get to those beta forums, Duststorm?
If you want to get to the beta forums, if you are a member on the live forums, there's a link at the top and the bottom that says if you want to help Podtacular, click here. Or the URL is beta.podtacular.com/forums.
Yay.
Yeah, that's right. So head on over there and join the discussions. We would really appreciate it. Indeed.
And on that note, go to the regular forums and join in that discussion. We got lots of E3 talk going on. We got politics as usual. Halo, Halo, of course.
Daft loves his politics corner.
We're
probably going to have to make a new forum just for Daft.
Yeah, Romney 2012. Yeah, seriously.
So.
And also we got Monday Night Matchmaking.
Every week
at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time Monday nights we play matchmaking, also customs, and we have a thread where we talk about that. And
That is right.
And next week, for the Monday of June 11th, we're probably gonna play some of those new invasion maps that were put into the June update on Tuesday, which I played them all myself. I must say they're quite good. They're pretty decent. They're refreshing from the usual same old invasion maps we've had for literally years now. So pretty fun stuff. So join in on that. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What maps other than Spire and Breakpoint did they have for Invasion?
I think they had.
Sorry, Boneyard, Spire, Breakpoint, and Boneyard. Other than those three.
They would have like Paradiso for like Invasion Slayer.
I mean like Invasion, not Invasion Slayer.
Oh, that's all they had. Yeah. Well,
that's pretty much all their cycle. So.
I guess these are customs that people in the community have done that they're trying to implement.
Integrate. Overgrowth, Refinery, Broadcast, and Floodgate. Yeah, they're all Forge made. They're all in different parts of Forge World. So yeah, they're pretty good. Overgrowth and Refinery are like in Hemorrhage. Broadcast is it's on the Paradiso Island, but it's like a whole different layout. And then the Floodgate is like that kind of shallow the sandbar shallow area between Paradiso and like the cave leads to Hemorrhage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, different areas of Forge World, Forge made bases and stuff, and they're pretty good. Pretty fun.
To be honest though, I would have liked if they even made a remake of Gemini or maybe Contamination, I would have liked to see a Invasion version of those. Because in Gemini, if you made a map a little bigger, you could have made an actual Invasion map for that, like the outdoor area leading up to the little Statue of Truth. That would have been a really great place to like have the last core, the core being on like Truth's head or something. If you guys know what I mean. Like there's a on Gemini, it's a Halo 2 map on the one of the DLCs, and basically it's on High Charity, and there's an outdoor area with a sword, and there's a teleporter leading back inside to where the beam rifle is, and basically from there. Where the beam rifle is in front of that little door, is a Statue of Truth, and it's a giant statue in a smallish pond, and there's a grav lift you can jump up and get on his head, and that used to be a very very good camping spot. So yeah,
alrighty.
That'd have been a genius place to put a core
on top of Truth's head.
Yeah,
maybe for the lulz. I don't think strategically. That would be probably the best place to put it.
Yeah, maybe on the tree, like near the tree where it was.
But, that's what I would think. Because that area gets a lot of traffic. I guess it did get a lot of traffic. Halo 2 isn't played as much anymore.
Yeah.
Poor Halo 2.
Servers are down. Poor.
It had to stay in the sun. You know, gotta move on. Yeah. Nothing lasts forever, right?
Hey, there's always Xbox Connect or like PC version, so I mean it's not completely dead.
Well, there's always Halo 2 Vista.
Yeah,
that's what I just said.
Which is Xbox Connect.
Xbox Connect and PC version.
What do you mean Xbox Connect? What for Halo 2?
It's a programming computer. Basically, what you do is you hook up your VPN server. Xbox. Yeah, basically.
It allows you to do. Internet gameplay, and the Xbox thinks that it's on System Link, so it's a pseudo way to play over the internet.
Oh, okay.
I've tried it a few times, but I didn't really get to work because my internet was pretty crappy back then. But now I guess it'd be really nice if we had a podtacular just for the lulz match on X-Link Kai or Xbox Connect or something for Halo 2.
There's been a couple times where I've posted threads on people wanting to go up and do something like that and trying to get people to join a group, and no one's really answered it. So I think I've done that twice for like X-Link Kai.
Hopefully we can get more members.
Possibly. And we've actually had a good amount of old members come back with Halo 4 coming out and everything. So we're slowly gaining in numbers again. And the downloads for the podcast kind of indicate that as well. So thank you to all our loyal listeners out there. We appreciate every single one of you.
Yeah.
So.
I must say, on a side note, is it just me, or does it seem like every year at E3, the Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft press conferences have the same fat bastards on stage every single year, year after year? It never fails. The same fat bastards every year. You got the Kevin Butler guy for Sony. You got Reggie Fils-Aimé for Nintendo. You got, you know, I don't even know who for Microsoft. Like that same that guy with the brown hair. Like,
I haven't seen either one of them, so I don't know what the press conferences were like for those two companies.
I just noticed it's just the same.
I just remember Mr. Caffeine from last year.
Yeah. it's just the same faces every year. It's like, let's get someone else. Enough of this. Like.
Wow. We took a major tangent.
Yeah.
So let's get back on track, because we actually want to keep this short tonight because we're up late doing this for you guys.
Yeah.
So 343, on Tuesday, they released gameplay footage for War Games, Spartan Ops, and Campaign. And today we're actually going to talk about War Games and Spartan Ops briefly. And I just put out an analysis video, an in-depth analysis video, and it's up on YouTube now. It's about 11 minutes long, going through and detailing out pretty much everything in the War Games gameplay video that we had. Weapons, medals, armor abilities. I break down the HUD elements and a lot of stuff. It took me 5 hours to do it. So if you haven't seen any of our Pod TV stuff that we've been doing recently, there have been some people who have asked us to do video show versions for Podtacular, and I've been doing that for the past 3 or 4 weeks, and we're up to our 8th show, and we would really appreciate your guys' comments on seeing what you guys like about it, what you don't like, what you'd like to see differently on the videos. And that'll give me a good judgment of whether or not I should keep on doing these and if you guys enjoy them at all. So make sure you head on over to YouTube, and our channel is Podtac TV, and make sure you watch them. And after you watch them, come back to the podcast and hear us talk about it.
Yeah, seriously, because if you don't watch them, you're a fat bastard.
Come on now. Really? Come on.
Come on. We don't need to offend our listeners, and then we'll get lower ratings and bad stuff.
What, like CNN? Donald Trump made that whole comment to Wolf Blitzer, like, you know, if you actually reported the story, blah, 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 maybe you'd get higher ratings, which right now your ratings are pretty small.
All right. But yeah, let's not get off too much.
Yeah, let's stick to Halo.
Yeah.
So the multiplayer, or the War Games, it's as it's now called. It's not multiplayer, it's War Games.
I think everyone's just going to still call it matchmaking.
Well,
yeah,
because you have two different areas of multiplayer now. You have War Games, which is your typical
Spartan Ops.
Well, Spartan Ops is the other side. So War Games is your whenever you're in simulation,
but isn't it all Infinity?
Right. Yeah.
So like the main menu is going to say Infinity, and then it's going to take you to like a sub menu, which is like either War Games or Spartan Ops.
I believe that's how that's going to work. Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
That's what kind of like lets me down though. Like, you're not actually going to different places. You're just having a simulated environment, and just Spartan Force.
I know what you mean, but like you kind of just like pretend you're like in those actual places. I guess, is that they look so real. Right.
Well, I mean, I guess so, but I mean, I still gotta like come up for something for the lack of elites, because I really like elites, even though their customization wasn't too good in Reach. So,
who wants to play as an alien?
You don't like the dinos?
Dinos are people too.
Me, I mean, I don't know. I just I mean, I know there's a fan base to that, but I just didn't think it was like uber necessary for multiplayer.
Well, I mean, like it's been a lot. It's been like a really, I don't know, like which size part of it of multiplayer it was. But I guess back in the day when Halo 2 started off with elites and multiplayer, everyone was so psyched about it, and it was like the thing. Until you figured out there's like disadvantages to it, but I'm guessing if they did put elites in multiplayer this time around, there would be they'd still have the same like disadvantages of being an elite or being a Spartan because of how you know how different they are. Like the elite would be taller, easier on the headshot. So.
Well, they did an interesting thing in Reach where they actually made the characteristics of elite a lot different from the Spartan model this time around.
Like sniping glitches or something.
Halo 3 was different.
Yeah.
Halo 3, yeah, that was a big issue. There was a big complaint about the Elite's head hitbox was different than the Spartans.
Yeah.
But in Halo Reach, I mean, they basically changed the gameplay of how you play with Elites and Spartans because the Elites, you regen health without having to have a health pack. You're taller, you move faster. So, it's pretty much the extreme when you think about elites in multiplayer in Reach compared to how it was in Halo 2 and Halo 3. I don't know. It's always nice to have the elites in there, at least from a Machinima standpoint, because if you look at the Machinima that's out there, whenever there needs to be an alien of some kind or a pet,
an animal, you always use
the elite. You always use the elite because it's an alien race. I mean, I'm thinking about Red versus Blue, Tucker's child, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how are they going to do that in Halo 4 if there's no elites in multiplayer?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a lot harder to have that kind of like Machinima stuff in because I guess now they're not really having that in mind, but I don't know. You can't really know for sure. If they're just going for just purely gameplay and not Machinima, so
And I'm not against having all Spartans on a game type for matchmaking. That's perfectly fine, but at least give us the option for custom games and stuff like that to be a little bit more freeform with the stuff that we do, like the weapons down thing, for instance. You can't do it over Xbox Live because there might be an exploit of it. If you code the game right, there's not going to be that exploit in there. If you thoroughly test the game correctly, you shouldn't have to worry about a weapons down glitch in matchmaking.
Yeah. Because pretty much no one's going to do it in matchmaking. Because to be honest, like you're not going to be concerned about hitting this super amazing combo where it's just like XBB, you know, whatever, start. Because you're just going to be concerned with trying to get more points than other people or defending the flag or whatever objective you have in mind. But, because, I mean, like, I don't see how like, weapons down will do anything. Because, I mean, Halo 2, all you did was just, like, waste all your grenades and pull the trigger down. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, that's pretty much all you
need
to do.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of exploit was there for weapons down in Halo 2? I don't think there was any.
No, there isn't. But, like, the only exploits that I really remember that I remember exploiting, like, illicitly was BXR double shot, but right. Those are pretty much just you know they're
standard Halo 2. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You can actually do that on the PC. It's not patched on the PC. You can actually double shot and BXR
for Halo 2
on Halo 2 Vista. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's Halo 2, so it's you still can't. You still can do it. So
right.
Regardless of how the elites were. Changed in Halo Reach. I feel like Halo Reach was kind of like the fall or like the last straw of elites in multiplayer, just because of like how little they were actually in the multiplayer, like unless you were playing Invasion or like Elite Skirmish, which was pretty awful. They just weren't in it that much. So they weren't that prevalent.
That's true. I mean, it always corresponds to the prevalence of whether or not you're using them or not, so.
All right, well, let's get back on topic. For Halo 4, we kind of strayed. We need to stay a little bit more on topic. which is going to be hard, apparently, because we've already had like 3 sidetracks so far.
Well, yeah,
hopefully this doesn't turn out to be too long. But anyways,
yeah.
So looking over the War Games trailer, one thing that stuck out to me, and I don't know if the rest of you guys feel this way, but it seems like the weapons sounds are either not quite developed yet, or it sounds like they're all silenced. Like they have silencers on them for some reason.
I wouldn't look too much into it. I think it's just, you know, what would it be like, alpha stage? I just think it's not all, probably not all like completely developed yet. I mean, I don't think it's anything to worry about. I'm sure by launch, you know, it'll all be there like it always is.
I mean,
is.
Yeah, you never know. It could be an audio bug because it's still in early stages of the game. But then again, it doesn't necessarily have to be like the video itself. It could be your hardware, because I know sometimes like when you have Skype open or something, like your other programs automatically just have their volume levels lowered down. Because I know when I play Eve, everything else like just goes down volume. I can't hear my YouTube videos or whatever. So
it's not.
I mean, that could be it.
No, that's not it. I just spent 5 hours editing the video, dude. I think I would know.
I guess our best bet is, I think it is just being an audio bug or something. So
that's a big audio bug, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost like they're killing upper tones and mid tones, and they almost have just the bass left over.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the turret in the Spartan Ops video, it doesn't sound like a machine gun. I don't know what you would call that.
It sounds like a silenced P90, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you played Rainbow Six, it sounds like the suppressed P90. Like I'm not even joking.
Just shooting really fast. It sounds like all the weapons have silencers on them, which doesn't make any sense. And maybe it is just an audio bug. So we'll see. I mean, that was just one thing. Is like, because everything else of the game just. Like it looked excellent. It looked like it flowed really well. The gameplay was nice, and I guess it was just the one thing that decided to stick out to me was the fact that the audio sounded really funky.
Yeah, but I mean, it hasn't launched yet, so I mean, we can never know. But
true.
I guess our best bet is probably it's just an audio bug. So
I guess.
But I mean, other than that. Telling from the HUD, everything Spanish to say mostly the same. But I really like how the new score bars are. Like they look like really, really slick.
They look really nice.
Yeah, and plus it also has the I don't know if that is the call sign, like the 4-digit.
It's 5 digits now.
Really?
It looks like the field is big enough for 5 characters. Because if
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, if you look in, I think it's around like 59 seconds or 102, something like that. It's the BR shot that we saw in the B-roll footage earlier this week as well. And you can see that the top player has 2 and the second place player has 4, but it looks like there's space for one more. So it looks like we might get 5 for the player callouts.
That's going to be very interesting. But it's going to be kind of hard if someone just has to like go for like the insanely difficult, like say 9, no, like a whole bunch of numbers, because that's going to be like kind of a hassle if you're going to call up to someone. But chances are,
well, I mean, they're made for a reason, so you can actually
no one does that.
Put something easy up there to say.
Yeah.
If you're making it difficult for people to use it, then you're obviously doing that intentionally.
Yeah.
And you don't care.
But I mean, no one ever does that anyway, so I don't really hear people calling out people's tags at all in multiplayer, so it's not too much of a problem to me.
I do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Mainly because I play competitive.
Wait.
So whenever I'm in like, whenever I'm playing with someone I'm in there for a competitive reason, I usually try to call out if other people have mics.
Yeah. Mostly whenever I play, like, Team Snipers or something, I don't have my mic in, because basically I just hear little kids going like, so.
Luckily, I have enough friends on my friends list where just about any time I go into Reach, I have people to play with.
That's good. I mean, normally people, my Battlefield friends mainly that are on, so
yeah.
I'll have many Halo friends.
I don't get many. I don't know, maybe it's just because my skill is high enough to where I don't encounter a lot of like younger people on Xbox, but I don't get many of those whenever I go into beat big team or team snipers alone.
Oh,
they're all playing Call of Duty.
But I mean, see, I don't really play Reach that much as opposed to like before, because like, you know, all these AAA title games are out now. But
yeah, there's a lot of them.
I think it's because I'm a general. Since I'm a general, like, you know, because everyone's been like caught up, I guess. And general, I've seen more generals than I have any other rank when I'm playing now. So I guess that's pretty much why I'm getting younger people.
Hmm. That could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really dived into how the Reach ranking actually works when it matches you up in matchmaking. I know that there's some
it could be random.
Well, from what I've heard and what people have told me, I haven't personally researched this, but there is some underlying kind of skill-based matching that it does. It's not as prominent as it was in Halo 3, but there still is some matching that goes on behind the scenes when you're doing matchmaking.
Hmm.
So
honestly, though, in Halo 4, I hope they do not bring up the number system, because I mean, as fun as it was trying to get to like the like
I
like
think
level
they
30
already said
Halo
they're
2.
Not.
Oh well.
Don't quote me on that, but I think they already said that they're not. I think somewhere on, I want to say Game Informer, but it was probably someone else. But I think Frankie came out and said that they're not doing a numbering ranked system.
Thank goodness. I mean.
Which is interesting because
that's
what everyone in the competitive community has been asking for, is a ranked playlist. So
for a ranked playlist, you have to like have, you know, the right things. Number system, obviously, but I mean, like, as far as ranking goes, like, they tried to do this in Halo 3. Like, they replaced your rank with the silver ranks. Like, say you were apprentice, instead of gold, you'd have like the silver thing, and then you'd have to rank up in that particular playlist. I'm not really sure how to think of that. I mean, I think it was cool, but not many other people think it was cool. I mean, it seemed more like not very precise as to what skill you were, as opposed to the number system. So,
all right,
yeah.
I think most of the competitive want that number system though, just so they can kind of measure themselves against other people. And I'm personally, I'm fine with like a numbering system that accompanies the ranking system, like it does in Reach. And maybe they just do it for the MLG playlist.
Yeah.
Because that's all they really want, is just something in their playlist that has that statistic, that has a measurable and quantifiable number to it. So I think if they get that, even if it's just playlist only, I think they'd be happy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, really, all I play in Halo 3 nowadays is this MLG, so I mean, it's not too bad. If you actually incorporate that in, like, half, you know.
Halo 3.
Just for one. Yeah. Halo 3 is great, but.
Yeah, I tried going back to that. Depending. So far, from what I found, depending on the playlist and depending on the people I'm playing with, depending on how good they are, I can either do okay or I really suck. Because it's having to relearn the controls again, and the movement in Halo 3 is different than it is in Reach. And
it's slower. It's not as fluid.
No, it's faster.
Not particularly slower.
It's not as fluid. I agree with that, but it's faster.
Well, I mean, there's not sprint. There's not jetpack. I mean, it's not as fast paced.
No, I mean, like, when you look around, when you're using the right stick, the looking is more sensitive in Halo 3 than it is in Reach.
Because you actually did have to lead your shots in Halo 3, because they're actually, you know, they're time delay.
Spread, yeah.
Yeah, spreads. But as for control-wise, like, I don't really have to worry, because I use Bumper Jumper in both games, so it's not that bad.
All I have to do is just stop. / Recon.
I don't know, default. I don't really use default too much, because, I mean, like, Go ahead.
I personally use Boxer.
I like Boxer, but I mean,
I don't like any of them. I only like Default. Default is the way to go.
Because, like, depending on my weapon set, I don't really use Boxer too much because of how I'm always going for the sniper. I rarely beat people down unless I'm getting a really good, like, assassination if I'm mad or something. But, I try to stay as long range, as far away as my enemies as possible so I can just pick them off. Call me a coward.
Hey, whatever works. But on the topic of assassinations, how about those new animations that we've seen?
Those were pretty cool, actually.
Those were freaking awesome.
I know.
The fact that you're like diving on players and knocking them over like 10 feet.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it seems like with each game, the Spartans are
a little more creative.
They're getting more flexible as far as movement. It all goes back to being more fluid. Halo 4 looks more fluid than Reach. I mean, obviously, it's a technological thing.
Well, if you look at mocap now, so I mean,
yeah, and if you look at the Spartan models for the multiplayer the Spartan Force, they actually look taller and leaner.
They are.
Yeah. So they're definitely more agile.
Yeah. Although I certainly hope that the female Spartans still have the asset in the back.
I liked how you phrased that.
Like Cat. Remember all those like Cat screenshots the first couple weeks of Halo Reach?
My gosh, that was terrible. That was everything that was on everyone's file share at that moment. So
Cat, yeah.
Oh boy.
But who knows?
Oh boy. Well, it's because we didn't have like a sexy AI to take pictures of, so they did it with Cat instead.
No Cortana.
I'm assuming that's the reason why.
Well, it's just because, like, you know, Halo 3, the male and female Spartans, it was the same model, but it was basically a male body, and then he has, like, a female voice. But then Halo Reach was the first time we actually got, like, a truly female model, and it had a really nice rear on it. So.
It was just, like, in Halo 3, it was just, like, ugh! And then, like, when you get shot by a girl, it's just, like, like. I didn't know like Master Chief turned into a girl or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like how they really I hope they have bought like released models or concept art for the new iterations of like the female models. So.
The Spartans.
Yeah.
The Spartan Force. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have it in Halo. We didn't have them in Halo 3, did we?
No, it was just a male model with a female voice. So.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, there's definitely female Spartans, so hopefully... I wouldn't see why they wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we've really seen evidence of it yet in any of the videos that we've seen.
Well,
we'll get
some soon enough.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't do that. It's such a small feature to implement. It wouldn't be... that difficult, I think. Unless they're like really scrapping for space on the disc for some reason, then maybe they'll take it out, but I don't see any reason for them not to.
Oh yeah, you think you brought up discs. I wonder if this game is going to be more than one disc. Because with all the content they're packing into this massive game, I could really see it being like at least two discs at this point. Like what with like Forge and everything they still haven't even brought up? Like, you think about it. Campaign... all the maps, you know, Forge, Spartan Ops, like, it's huge. You know, I would not. I mean, Battlefield 3 isn't even that big, and it has two discs.
Destiny 2 TV.
Oh, sorry. But I was saying Battlefield. Do I need to repeat what I was saying or?
No, it's fine.
Right, I'm saying Battlefield 3 isn't even like that big as far as content. That game is two discs. So I mean, I really would not. I'm almost expecting the game to be two discs.
Because Battlefield 3, the reason is because they have like the separate campaign, and since they have like a lot of like things to render,
they have the high texture pack too.
Yeah, also that. So I mean, it's reasonable to put the multiplayer and single player on two discs. So
I'm wondering
though,
with Spartan Ops. Sorry, go ahead.
Spartan Ops.
Yeah. Wait, couldn't they do that with Halo 4? The like make things separate to make it like easier on the.
console. It makes sense.
I don't see why
but
not.
I mean, traditionally, Halo games are only one disc.
So, I mean, what harm is going to come from bringing that, like, tradition, quote-unquote? Like, it just seems efficient.
Well, they do have that extra gig now that they did when they were doing the R&D on the new disc format. So they do have an extra gig on the Xbox games now.
Yeah.
So that might be enough. The only question I have regarding the size of the game and whether it be two discs or not is how are they delivering Spartan Ops? Because unless they have some new fantastic Forge system where they can pretty much define terrains within Forge and then have them download to your console, you're either having to use preloaded maps onto the game, which means you're going to have to reuse areas over and over and over again, or you're going to be downloading some hefty maps and scenario files every week that you have new Spartan Ops missions.
I go with the download. I think it's going to be a download. It's my theory.
To be honest, I hope it's on a disc. So, I mean, like, it's easier to keep things separate.
The thing with the downloads, though, is that those would be quite kind of big. Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, every mission is like a gig or something. And for me, I only have like a 20 gig, like one of the old 20 gig hard drives for Xbox. That's going to be a problem because I'm going to have to like delete all of my stuff just to make room for one Spartan Ops mission. So, I mean.
Maybe it is on the disc. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, speaking of reusing areas, you know how like utterly disappointed I and I think many other people would be if like Spartan Ops, they just like reuse like some of the campaign, like the multiplayer areas or something. Oh. I'd want to just like jump off a bridge. I'd be just so disappointed.
I mean, every once in a while, if the map
so basically
was
not
cool
pull
enough,
a reach.
Yeah, exactly. Not pull a reach.
Yeah, don't exactly pull a reach. I mean, like it's cool if you reuse like one or two, but don't like overdo it, because I mean if you overdo it, it's gonna be like, okay, well, we're getting tired of this terrain or whatever.
Yeah, don't base half of your entire multiplayer experience off of the campaign.
Because to be honest, if you made going off Halo 4, but like if you made Zanzibar Spartan Ops mission, it would be nice, because I mean it actually makes sense, and also Zanzibar is awesome. So I mean, not Zanzibar, Last Resort, there we go.
That's the same thing.
Because they had that generator complex in the back.
Do you think we'll see any remake maps come back? Because in every Halo game, we've somehow seen a remake of something come
Sword
back.
Sword-based remake.
Or spiritual successor.
Sword-based remake.
Sword-based?
No,
I'm kidding. Powerhouse
honestly,
remake.
Honestly, another map I'd like to see in Spartan Ops is Voiding Action from Halo 1. Because that
would
make a lot of... I know, really... Especially if it was the Covenant UNSC ship, that would be nice. Because then you'd see, like... since now they have, like, that background battle system where you could see things going on in the background, that'd be really cool if you could actually peek out a window and see things, like, blowing up in space. Have, like, Banshees flying through occasionally, or Seraphs. So, like, if you try to jump across the middle chasm between the two ships, get run over by a Seraph, you're like, no! That'd be
well,
nice.
I mean, if you jump off, you're dead.
Yeah, but
so
I mean, like,
really
if you have a man
anyways.
Cannon or something. So.
Oh. I guess you could do that.
Either man cannon or jetpack your way across the chasm. That'd be cool.
Did someone do a remake of Boarding Action in Reach?
I think,
Because that actually starts to sound familiar when you said Mankin, and I'm like, wait, has this been done?
Seems like it'd be really easy to forge a remake in Reach, considering how...
You wouldn't have all the teleporters, though, I don't think.
Yeah, but yeah, considering how,
like... There's, like, five different teleporter systems. Man, imagine making Chiron. My gosh. Yeah.
I did it in Foundry in Halo 3.
What? Impossible!
It's not, like, an exact... copy of it, but it's pretty dang close.
Yeah, isn't that the thing with all remakes in Forge though? Like, it's not exactly perfect, but it's as close as you can get.
Yeah. Well, like
I really don't know how you manage to get the actual mapping of Chiron, because it was like
there's
a
actually
mess.
An image out there that has where the rooms are and where the teleporters go, and actually they almost fit perfectly like a puzzle. There are some things that don't exactly fit just right. But the pieces that did, I basically just used shield doors instead of teleporters.
That's cool.
So. That was one of my Forge projects that I worked on for a little bit. In Halo 3, that is. Yeah. Halo 4 Forge, I haven't really dabbed into too much. I mean, I go in there maybe like once a year.
Did you say Halo 4 Forge? You mean Halo Reach
Forge? Sorry, Halo Reach Forge.
you're in Halo the future right now.
You did. Yeah.
Oh. You're in the future. You're talking to us.
Yeah, you're in the future.
I meant to say Halo Reach Forge.
I said Halo 4 Forge. Hopefully everything's not gray, right?
Oh, man. Forge 3.0, you're going to absolutely love it.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what kind of new stuff they bring to Forge.
Color.
Hopefully weather.
Color.
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 Color. Color. Like,
or textures.
Crayola crayons. 64-pack.
Yeah.
And you know, that's like, going to be the new golf club now. It's going to be crayons.
And like, okay, here's the thing with Forge. Well, first of all, color, but like more than that, like, okay, thing with Halo Reach Forge is like, it's just like the architecture. Even if you like gave it color, like, oh, here's a red block, here's a blue block, here's a yellow wall, here's a green pillar, blah, blah, blah. It'd still be all these blunt objects, these blunt, you know, boring gray objects. Or even if they were painted, I'm sorry, I'm just like stuttering, I'm just like losing my mind. But even if they were like painted or whatever color, it'd still just be these blunt, like boring basic objects. Give us structures and architecture and pieces that are believable and organic. Like it's like you just tore it off of like the side of a building, like, you know, from the universe or something, like you know, pieces of wood, pieces of metal. I mean, just like organic,
or all head of a ship or something.
Yeah, just give us like organic, like real, believable, like objects to like create with. Things are more exciting.
It's hard to do organic though, especially when you're trying to.
But it's worth it. Yeah, but it looks so nice.
It looks nicer, but it's harder to do.
Just spawn a flood carrier. You get a shotgun, splatter his blood all over the wall. That's all you do. But
Halo painting 101.
Yeah, really, it's a new game type. You have to get as much blood on the wall as you can. Make sure everyone else.
Isn't there like a Mario Party mini game for that?
I'm not sure.
It's like painting as much of your color as you can and you win or something like that.
What?
Yeah, for Mario Party.
Mario Party is just crazy. I mean, all the mini games are basically just like be a bigger freak than the other.
It's like, remember WarioWare, where you have to, like, those weird mini games where you have to like floss the stuff out of the guy's teeth or whatever.
Do what?
What? You like find like a freaking cockroach or something in there, like a giant burger.
A cockroach?
be the biggest sick freak in the room.
What the hell? I never played WarioWare, so I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
WarioWare is amazing. I don't know, man. I haven't played the game in such a long time, I just forget. Oh, man.
WarioWare was basically like Mario Party, like on crack, like gone wrong, pretty much.
All right.
Gone wrong.
Okay.
But,
let's get back to Halo 4.
Like, I hope they add in as well as like the organic. The dynamic textures like what Jeff was talking about earlier. I hope they bring in climate and weather.
Night day. You
know, yeah, day and night. Because I always had a very, very hard time trying to help disseminate the time of day in Forge World, because all we had was the purple, green, orange, and whatever, and it still didn't block out the sun. And it was just like, what is this map? Like, you can't even see in purple anyway, so, I mean, it makes perfect sense just to, like, have, like, you know, you want to turn the sun on or off, you know.
Yes, there's a magic switch to turn the sun on and off.
Yeah, it's like, it's on a wall, you just have to shoot it. But, that'd be cool, and it'd make a lot of sense, because since you're on the Infinity, on, like, the imaginary room where little kids dream up maps of random things to help you train your skills, that'd make perfect sense. I mean, there's no excuse now, because, I mean, like, it's not like you're on the what you call it? You're not on the Halo or anything, but
Right, you're not quote unquote restricted.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what Forge is like, though.
Yeah. That also means make bigger maps. I want to go into contamination so bad.
Yeah, but maps can only really be so big before they get unplayable or
Battlefield.
Halo Battlefield.
Battlefield
yeah.
has more than 16 yeah. players, though.
No, it does?
That's well, 24.
Oh, really? I never noticed that.
On PC, it's 64.
I guess I'm too busy being a freak or something.
Yeah, the reason it works for Battlefield is because you have more people, and that's fine. But for Halo, it's still stuck at 16, so you can only really get so big until the game becomes really slow. Yeah,
that's a good point. I'm glad you brought this up. Halo 4 needs to have some huge maps that are good for big team. Like give me like a Halo 4's like equivalent of like Caspian Border or something.
Like a kid.
give me a huge map. Halo 4 needs to have tons and tons of maps, like a large amount of maps. And second, it needs to have some gigantic maps good for big team.
You know what? We should just make a map where it's just like a giant river, and if you get shot, you just flow into the sea of wrong. you're just standing on the mountain of right. That's basically your entire map. It should be called I don't know.
Wow.
But a terrain editor would be nice as well. Because I'm tired of hilly stuff. Because I know they have this for Far Cry 2. Like, they have a terrain editor, and you can make whatever shape of the terrain you want, like desert, mountain, jungle, whatever you want.
I think they're doing that for Halo somehow.
Keep in mind, Far Cry 3 comes out in September, like 2 months before.
Halo. I forget who it was, but it was some game dev was developing something where you could basically define the terrain and import it into a game. What game was that? It wasn't Halo.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so you basically. Like, you actually can do it in-game, like an in-game engine where you can kind of define the terrain and you apply a texture to it and you're done. What game was that? I don't remember.
I was going to say Far Cry 3, but that's pretty much, like, that's CryEngine 3. It's most likely going to be incompatible.
Far Cry 3, by the way, comes out in September, and it'd be interesting to see what kind of Forge-like mode that game will have. You know,
what with
terrain editing, so it'll be, you know, see if Halo 4 can live up to that precedent or beat it, you know.
Right. Adding on to the Forge, I really want to see how you can make water blocks. Like, say you want to make a waterfall for aesthetics, or maybe for like a gameplay element where you have to walk through a waterfall to like for cover or something. That would be really nice to see.
So see like dynamic water, forgeable water?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And not like in Far Cry 2, where it's just like you could set the water level of the entire map, but not.
What do you mean water? Like, do I want clean water or muddy water?
And yeah, like as I said before, like I've read back before Halo 3 was just coming out. Like Frankie was talking about how the water was so awesome. Like I really didn't see that awesomeness because like the water was just like. Okay, so I just blew up a warthog in the water. There's no huge splashes and water splashing around me. What is this? And then, like, that's pretty much... I was pretty much let down by that. But hopefully now, since our engines, like, the game engines are a lot better, hopefully we have that dynamic water effect.
Hmm.
Yeah, seriously, we need good water. And we need boats. Give us some boats.
Boats.
Hasn't boats been like the biggest like running gag like of the Halo community?
Canoe
like
a the canoe?
Biggest freaking life.
I think a Spartan would sink a canoe with how heavy they are.
No, you can say no. In Halo 3, you can stand on a pallet in the water without it sinking.
Make a canoe out of all the dead bodies you've accumulated over the last 10 years, and if you finish, you're fine.
Wow.
Like boats have just been the biggest like joke, like the biggest it's essentially vaporware. It's been like the biggest vaporware of the Halo series.
But they're not needed, so that's why they haven't been in the game.
don't know. I mean,
or at least
it'd be interesting.
Something like the elephant. Make something like the elephant.
Well, didn't we see that?
We saw that. There is an elephant-like vehicle in Halo 4.
We see a Warthog drive out of it towards the end of the campaign trailer, but right before, like, Cortana screams that she's, like, PMSing or something. I mean, it's basically, like, this whole, like, rampancy thing is basically, like, her menopause, right? Basically.
For the most part.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Except it only
happens once.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to see an aerial version of it, like we did with the Hornet Elephant in Halo 3, so...
Well, you know, I played the coolest game type in Halo 3 one time. It was on Sandtrap. It was like the guy somehow got like a hornet to like get stuck in the elephant, like those the top of it. So you got in the hornet and like pilot it, and you'd fly up and you'd take the elephant with it. So it's like flying elephants, and there would be two.
Wait,
of them.
You could literally pick up the elephant with the hornet.
It was kind of modded. It was kind of modded, like the...
Wait. Like kind of modded put, like, or modded?
It was kind of modded.
Yeah, it wasn't. Like, they put, like, a hornet in there with a bunch of... It was held together with two barricades, and there was a drop container inside the elephant to make it have weight or balance or whatever. Because you know how, like, those stupid little drop pods are, like... They can even, like, move elephants by themselves. So they have that in there with a grav lift holding it up. So that it helps it float. And basically when you move around the Hornet, it moves around with it.
Yeah, it brings the elephant with it. So you'd have like these flying elephants basically.
Wow. The only problem is when you make two sharp turns, like the thing just, the grab lift moves too much and the thing just falls apart and you just die. So.
The only thing I really remember about the elephants from Halo 3 is everyone putting fusion coils and mines in them and making them blow up.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Making them fly like across the map.
And there's that one game type where it was like I'm pretty sure it was modded. It was like those three elephants like up in the sky, like stuck up there together.
Yeah, shoot people out.
Yeah, the zombies below would have rockets. Like trying to shoot them all down. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Dude, I always felt like I was part of like some like if a ship was coming into orbit and it was being attacked by like the platforms or something.
Yeah.
I hope to have a game type like that. And also bring back physics. I love Jenga. Don't make me...
What?
Yeah.
I love Jenga, but they didn't let me play it in Halo Reach, so I'm angry.
What are you talking about?
No, because you know in Halo 3 they had the physics of every object in Forge. So if you launch like, say a barricade or something at the containers, the containers would move if they're Forged in midair. And like, if you forge things in midair and in Halo Reach, they don't move. Like if they're affected by another object,
right? Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's hard to play Jenga when you can't knock things down. So,
got it. Well,
I mean, not that'd
be interesting.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So do you play Jenga in Forge?
No, it's a game type in Halo 3 where I think it's on Sandtrap, right? Right, Daft? Where it's like
Jenga? I play Jenga on Standoff a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's on Standoff, but it's like over a ledge, and if you look down, it's only like a few barricades and a few other items, antenna towers and stuff you can walk on, and on the actual map itself. The zombie has like a hammer or something, and there's a whole bunch of objects he can throw at you. They're like 5-man cannons. And then he can also, like during like the next 10 minutes, like after 10 minutes, there's a spawn where in a grav lift, and you can basically just run up to, you can throw the grav lift onto the man cannon, and it would mess up the Jenga thing, and zombie would win.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to Halo 4.
Yep.
we've been derailed long enough.
Speaking of which, Halo 4, you know, like, I like how the multiplayer maps in Halo series have always had those little descriptions, like, a little story about it.
Uh-huh.
Well, for Halo 4, like, they need to expand that. Like, for each map in Halo 4, it gave me, like paragraphs and paragraphs of lore about this location. Like, give me some, you know, real, like, info. Not just, like, a little, you know, a couple sentences. Just yeah, one man's, but, you know, just one mean, man's opinion.
They're not going to, like, go all out on details of that kind of stuff. I don't see them.
Because, I mean...
Their whole thing is, like, story now. Their whole thing is, like...
Since the... No, because, like, since the maps are emulated inside the Infinity, it's not like... It's going to be like, okay, so this is the battle site of whatever battle it was, or Harvest, or whatever. Like, it's going to be, like, as if you're reading from the book.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're
probably
going to be more...
But there's still
going to
be, like, there should be lore about it. Like, give me lots of lore.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, it's kind of hard to do that when... you're trying to fit your own story into the Infinity, so.
Well, no, just say, like, I don't know, give some history of the location, and then give, like, why it's important now, why it's relevant now for training, or something like that, maybe.
Okay, I see that then, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Then again, though, what was it?
I don't think it's needed, though. I mean, the
it's
short...
It's just nice to touch.
I mean, a paragraph, maybe four sentences or so might be a little bit better. But
I just felt
not like...
like
something that you desperately need for multiplayer.
It's just a nice touch, because if their whole thing is more story, you know, and then, like, some maps, you know, in past Halo games, it's like all the description is like, this place is, you know, marked by... You know, scars here, and you know, blah blah blah,
Ivory Tower.
Yeah, making it a precious prize. This base was reactivated when blah blah. I mean, okay, like that doesn't really tell me what this is. Like, thanks for that, like, you know, vague generalization there. Give me some real lore. Give me some, like, real info. Just a thought.
Yeah.
For the bloom on the assault rifle and the the Covenant, what was that? Ah, shoot. I already forget the name of it. Someone help me out here. I'm blanking. The plasma rifle replacement.
Oh,
Storm rifle.
Storm rifle, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You call yourself the leader of Podtacular, you fraud.
I am tired.
But yeah, go on about it.
Is it red? Bring back the red plasma rifle, the brute rifle.
Right? Yes.
Well, they don't have the plasma rifle anymore. They have the storm rifle now.
Is it similar?
Because yeah, it's similar.
Have we seen what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the video.
What video?
The War Games video.
It's the one where it looks like narrows a little bit, and then he goes in and wraps around. There we go. He shoots the guy, and it overheats as he kills him, and he turns around, picks up the DMR, and kills the other guy.
It's like 40 seconds in.
Yeah.
I'll give that a second. I'm laying down right now, but...
So, yeah, the AR and the Storm Rifle have bloom, which I don't think is a bad thing, necessarily. The rest of the weapons that we've seen don't have bloom. So it seems like only anything that has an automatic round to them has this bloom so far, and the only two that we've seen is the Assault Rifle and the Storm Rifle, so there's nothing else to really compare it to.
That's good.
The DMR, yeah. The VR, the carbine, the scatter shot, the light rifle, those all don't have bloom, so we don't have to worry about
it. That's good.
I'm kind of surprised they actually pulled in the DMR for this. I mean, we already have the VR, it's weird.
No, it's nice having both. I like that they have multiple weapons of the same one class. It's actually refreshing.
Well,
and I think it is good that they don't have bloom on, like, the precision weapons like the MR and BR. Because when you think about it, why exactly is like, say, for example, like a one shot, you know, kind of like precision weapon like the DMR? Why is there bloom to that? Shouldn't every shot be precise if it's like the same time, you know?
And anyways, you're a Spartan, because if you're a Spartan, you can pretty much take anything with recoil, just like it's a light, you know.
Exactly.
It's only
exactly.
A slight nudge.
Exactly. It doesn't seem like those semi-automatics or whatever should have bloom.
And plus, if you only have to lead your shots, that's pretty much the only thing you need to do. Like, don't even put bloom into your precision weapons.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense, because snipers. I haven't seen it in the sniper. Have they released anything about the sniper for Halo 4?
They just
announced
that in the game. We haven't seen it in any gameplay footage,
yeah,
I don't think.
They're hiding it for later.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, like, if you have to lead your shots at a very close distance, I'm going to be very, very disappointed, because I've had times where I had to I tried a no scope, but like the shots just like it's like, oh well, you're too far away to get him a point blank. I'm just like, what? But yeah. Do we know if we're gonna get a beta anytime soon or?
No, we're not.
Oh.
Didn't they confirm a long time ago that there's gonna be no beta? Dusty.
Beta.
Yeah.
Well, there's no public beta.
Meaning there's no beta. There's no beta that anybody cares about. How's that?
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to PAX, you're definitely going to get some kind of beta-like experience. But yeah. I don't think there's anything out there where
that's 1% of the population. So.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no beta.
No, we'll,
sorry.
We'll get more info too.
What else was in here that? For the radar, some of the nice things about the vehicle stuff is the vehicles actually show up as different icons on your radar. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So you know what's coming. There's a difference.
Yeah, at least that's good.
There's a differentiation between the two. Well, yeah. So players on the ground, actually, your allies show up as white circles. The enemies show up as red diamonds. And then the vehicles actually show up with little vehicle icons on the radar, which is really, really helpful, I would think. Because you're able to see what kind of vehicle is coming down, you know how to better prepare for it.
Yeah.
Because in all the other games, you just have this big blob, and if you can hear it, you definitely know what it is. But having that enhanced radar is pretty cool.
Yeah. Because I mean, you never know if it's a Banshee or something stupid like that, or a Warthog, where it's like potentially dangerous, so. What was that?
I was talking to Daft, him coughing.
Oh. He has the Asian bird flu. he got it from me over Xbox Live. I was raging too much.
Yeah, but, I do like the vehicle radar thing. That is a nice touch.
They haven't shown us much of the pistol anyway. I mean, I'm always.
Didn't they show us like a second of it or something?
I want the pistol to be as powerful as the Halo 2 pistol because it's a sidearm. Why would you need it to be like 50 caliber or Desert Eagle?
I think the pistol's a freaking dead horse. It's been beaten to death. Tired of people and their pistol nonsense. Oh no! It needs to be this. Oh, it needs to be that.
It's for Halo 1 pistol. I want it to have long range capability. Yeah, put a freaking like sniper scope on it. You'll be happy.
It needs to be a sniper. No, it's a freaking like it's a pistol. Like make it a pistol.
It's a sidearm.
Yeah, make it a freaking pistol. Seriously.
And then like, hopefully it's not like the Halo 3 pistol where it's just like, okay, we're just gonna go halfway between Halo 2 and Halo 1.
And it's gonna suck.
And then. It didn't really suck. It's just more of that it was too slow, especially for a pistol of that size. I mean, whatchamacallit? Halo 3, like you're still a Spartan, yet you're having trouble trying to keep the pistol in the line with the target or whatever. Yeah, the recoil just didn't make sense. That's pretty much all I'm saying.
Yeah, it was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, Halo 2 pistol, dude. Like, I like that one though, because it did live up to the expectation that it was a sidearm and it did kill people in what 8 headshots. So,
yeah.
Also, do you think about dual wielding?
Halo Reach, by the way, Halo Reach pistol, I thought it was pretty good. It's powerful enough, but not too powerful, I guess. And although sometimes it felt kind of inaccurate, it felt kind of like if you spammed it, I don't know, just like. It couldn't seem to get headshots as like precisely as like a DMR could.
But then again, you have to remember it's a sidearm and it shouldn't have that kind of range.
Not a range. I mean, even at like medium range or short range, sometimes it just felt like inaccurate. Somehow, it just felt like it wasn't always hitting. Like for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. If you try to go for the head, but then again, it has bloom. Everything in Reach has bloom, so you have to
fuck time bloom. It right. Fuck bloom, I say. I think everyone's just sick of Bloom. Yet another dead horse has been beaten to death. Right?
I still don't understand why they brought Bloom in, though. Because, I mean...
Because they wanted to make it look all fancy.
Because leading your shots isn't really too bad. I mean, it would have been a lot better if it went over that instead of Bloom, so...
Mm.
Speaking of weapons, what do you think of the Forerunner weapons?
They look so cool.
They look freaking awesome.
Super cool.
I am glad that the effects of the weapons coming together in multiplayer is actually a lot faster like it would normally be, but seeing the effect during the campaign demo, all the pieces coming together,
oh yeah,
my jaw dropped to the floor. That was freaking that was awesome. Cool. It's like, oh my god, it's alive. Or something like that. It was pretty cool.
I'd like to see more of those Forerunner weapons in the campaign, though. Like, if the shotgun, though, I think it's going to be another OP weapon. It's going to be another Mauler. Because, I mean, the Mauler was just like, okay, well, one shot beat down.
Hmm.
Like, if you look at the... I'm also wondering if the shots are homing, because... They're individual bolts, and it looks like basically the light rifle's bolt like diffracted and split into several different beams of light. And I think it looks pretty cool.
I'm loving the Promethean weapons. Period.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're gonna have some kind of like a sniper Promethean weapon or like an AR Promethean weapon, because we have the light rifle is basically like the DMR. Or no, I take that back, because Josh Holmes said that, and I don't know if this is actually true because it didn't look like it functioned like this in the campaign demo, but this is what he actually said, is that the light rifle will have a 3-burst fire when you're out of zoom, and then when you're in zoom it's a 1-shot. But it wasn't doing that in the campaign demo. So I don't know if that's just something that they're planning to do in the end, or if he misspoke. But he said that it's supposed to be a 3-shot non-zoom, 1-shot zoomed.
That'd be interesting to see, because, I mean, then you'd be like, the advantages of having... Maybe the strength of the bolt would be a lot more powerful if it was scoped in, because it'd be focused. As opposed to having like hip fire where it's the 3-shot burst for like enemies that are coming in closer.
Right.
Where you could get a better guarantee that you're gonna hit the person rather than.
Well, if you remember the Halo 2 demo, the E3 demo that they did, that was how the BR worked. It was the 3-shot burst for not zoomed, and then it was the single fire zoomed in.
Yeah. Well, I mean it could always
you stick the BR and the DMR together, that's what you get, pretty much, if you were to do it like that.
But still, I think it'd still be good with the semi-automatic rather than like the three-shot burst. Because right. I mean, then it'd be another BR that can easily tear through your shields this time. So,
yeah. All right. excuse me. So some of the other stuff in there were that I noticed was a lot of the metals were blue. They're not as colorful as they were in the past Halo games, and I'm wondering if this was just placeholders for now. Because why would you want all blue metals? It's going off of the force thing. Why have everything gray? Why have everything one color?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's just a placeholder.
It probably is. Because I mean. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, but I mean, if it really does show up in the final version, I wouldn't be surprised though, because I mean, going with the new HUD and the new look and everything, it really doesn't. Yeah, it mixes in with the HUD basically.
I do like how the HUD kind of moves around, kind of related on how your Spartan's moving. I noticed that while I was editing the Pod TV episode that I just put out, and that was kind of cool. So whenever you got jostled around, the HUD would actually shake around a bit. Whenever you're running, it would kind of shake back and forth. So that was pretty cool to see kind of the dynamic aspect to the HUD in that regard. And like you said earlier, the scoring system down there looks pretty cool. I like how they have the bars aligned down there.
Mm-hmm. It looks a lot more helpful.
Yeah, it looks very fresh. The new UI looks very fresh.
It also shows like who is second, so you know who to snipe before they get another kill. So I mean, that's also another good thing.
Yeah, they have the call out for the person.
Yeah.
But don't you, normally when you look at someone, don't you see their actual tag, not their call out?
It shows you their gamer tag, yeah.
So how would that help? Enough,
it's proximity.
Yeah, but how would that help then?
Well, I mean, like, if you're playing free-for-all or something, because I normally play free-for-all whenever I'm trying to warm up. If you're trying to see who's like, if you're 24 kills and the other guy's, like, 23 kills, you want to see who's the person who you want to stop from getting the lead. So, I mean, that could help if you're in that context. But otherwise, I guess, yeah, it wouldn't really make sense to have that in there unless it's more of like, if there is a game type where a leader had a certain bonus, you can prevent the leader from doing stuff, you know, massacring your team or something, but...
Right, right.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
I think that kind of wraps up the war game stuff. There's lots of other stuff in there, and I actually go into pretty excruciating detail in the video. There was one medal that I realized after editing that was in there, and it actually looks like a... actually, I'll send it to you guys real quick and let you see what you guys think about this medal, but it's basically has a star in the middle, and then it's like it's almost like a clock of some kind.
Hmm.
And this was actually during the War Games video. Right, I think it's in the second half of the video, I know that much for sure, but it's when a guy with an AR is gunning down a ghost.
Oh.
And he gets an outrageous amount of medals, and there's some yellow medals in there, which was really interesting. They didn't really have any association in terms of the player feed that was there, so I really didn't know what they are, what they were. But, here's the medal.
Who's that?
Sorry, I was just stretching.
Oh. Well, yeah, I also like how they have the hit marker now, and the crosshairs. If you look carefully, they have the hit markers for every time you hit a person, so I guess it'd be kind of helpful.
Really nice, and I mean, people are probably going to call that out for being like Call of Duty. But if you look at it, everything, all these higher-up games are going to have similarities between the two. And I think the hit markers are fine, especially if you're in a virtual environment where everything is detected like that. Were the hit markers in Spartan Ops? I'm assuming they were.
I don't think it had a HUD. I don't see a HUD in the Spartan Ops videos, so.
Hang on, I'm gonna look real quick. Cause I thought there was.
Well, in the one I'm watching I can't really discern.
I just watched the game, War Gamers video. With a storm rifle, I see what you mean now. It sounded like it was firing like little dart things. It didn't sound very powerful. It sounded weird.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. It sounded like all the weapons were silenced. But, yeah. No, I just looked at the Spartan Ops video. And, no, there are HUD scenes, HUD parts in there, but whenever they shoot the enemy, there isn't that hit marker. So.
I think it's only in multiplayer, though.
Yeah, it's probably only in war games because you're actually in the virtual reality simulator, so you can actually detect that kind of stuff. So that makes sense, and I'm okay with that. Daft?
he's mutating into a monster. He's turning into a...
No, I kid.
I'm not even going to ask. But anyway, look at that medal that I just sent you guys.
It looks really weird.
Why is the thing? Why is the name unk.png?
Because it's unknown.
Unknown.
Oh, okay.
It's short for unknown.
Unk.
Fine.
Yeah. Unk. Yes, unk.
But yeah, it looks really interesting.
But yeah, so this medal happened when the guy killed the person on the ghost.
Oh, it's a hijack.
No, it's not a hijack because he killed the guy while he was in the ghost. He wasn't even near the ghost to hijack it.
So but this medal was for a guy driving a ghost who killed someone, or a guy on foot who killed a ghost?
No,
driver?
A guy on foot that killed the guy out of the ghost.
Maybe it's a medal for killing a driver or something. I don't know. That seems like a stupid medal. Why is that even a medal?
But it looks like... I don't know. It reminds me of a clock for some reason.
Clock?
A clock?
A clock, yeah.
It reminds me of the of a hijack. Maybe it looks like a hijack medal, but it's not exactly. Maybe it's just for killing a driver, as Jeff said, but we I don't know.
It's a stupid medal.
That's kind of weird how they're trying to glorify it.
Which is why...
In the game now.
The guy wasn't hijacked, which is why I don't think it's a hijack medal.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll know sooner or later. Hopefully they have
now.
More gameplay released.
We want to know now.
Now, do it now!
Yeah.
The scatter shot also has an interesting feature that I just remembered. The rounds actually bounce off of things.
Yeah.
So even though it's a shotgun, it'll still bounce off walls until it hits something. Or I'm guessing like after it bounces two or three times, it'll stop.
Oh, great, another spike.
But you have a shotgun that you can basically shoot around corners if you wanted to, like off walls.
That seems a bit OP to me, but maybe when it bounces off a wall, the damage is decreased by a factor. Maybe that'd be something they can put in. Because, I mean, I'd hate to have, like, some noob, like, randomly firing their shotgun at me, or, like, at a wall, and I just spawn, and all the shots just, like, magically just float towards me and kill me as I spawn. So I'd really hate to have that happen to me. Be funny to see someone else do that, but... <I don't know.
Right. Anyways, yeah, that medal is actually only in 3 frames of the video.
Oh.
Which is why I didn't catch it at first. But as I was going through and kind of fishing back and forth, scrubbing the video, I noticed it, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
You ever wonder trying to like hide the medals from us just by getting so many of them?
Maybe.
Intentionally do that kind of stuff, right?
They're putting a bunch of like filler stuff in.
Yeah.
So that's
it's like, oh, he's so pro. He's getting all these medals. Ooh, I missed the medal. What is this? But I wonder what kind of other medals they're gonna have for multiplayer now.
No. We'll have to see. And I like how the announcer announces out assassination now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Did you not get that?
I'm gonna have to look again.
Yeah, the guy says assassination.
Which looks much more bigger now.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
That's gonna be funny. If he ever does like try to do it in a funnier accent, I'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Why do you would he do a different accent?
Cool. I played the Japanese version. Like I played my games in Japanese because I'm a fob. But
Well, it's just
the announcer.
A different announcer.
The announcer just sounds weird. It's just instead of like the vigor, like the regular vigor, it's just like killing spree. It's just like killing spree. I was just like, what is this?
Killing spree.
But
I'm boring.
Yeah,
killing spree.
Monotone.
I'm on the killing spree.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the part with the ordnance drop as well?
Where
the guy could actually choose which drop that he wanted?
I kind of find that strange to me. Why is this in the Halo game? Because, I mean...
I think that's game type specific. I honestly think that's heavily game type specific.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have that for Capture the Flag or something. And the... If I remember, the game type that they were doing that on was FFA. And in every part of the video, your drop came in, or whenever you filled your bar for your drop whenever you killed someone. So it looked like maybe after maybe 7, 8 or so kills, you would get the ordnance drop filled up and you could use it.
I also hope it's only in, like, in designated areas, because, like, it would make less sense. That would suck if there's an actual, like, way you can make the drops get dropped on someone and then you could actually get a kill from that. That would really suck for the person that got
killed.
That'd
be pretty cool if you could, though.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Call of Duty again. Or kill, you get negative points for kill. You get positive points for killing yourself with your own package.
I don't think they would let that happen, to be honest.
Probably not, but then it would be pretty funny if they actually did.
Would be funny, yes, but I don't think they would let that happen.
Or, like, if they actually, like, have this happen from, like, a little hub or something, like, a hub around the map, like, you have to access the terminal, like, in Blacklight Redemption. Let's see, you just spawn... You're ordering down like a sniper or something, and all of a sudden the pod just like drops on your team Scorpion or something. It's just like, okay, team kill.
Yikes!
That would really suck if.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you lose the game automatically.
In the Spartan Ops video, there was a new drop pod for the Covenant as well.
Oh yeah,
it's almost like the drop pod. The ground. Sorry?
It doesn't go down to the ground. It just kind of like hovers there. Yeah, it comes down, hovers,
and goes back up. So we have, it's a new delivery system for the Covenant for whatever these Spartan Ops are going to be. And the more and more you look at it, the more and more it's like, yeah, this is kind of reminiscent of Firefight.
Yeah.
It might not exactly be Firefight, but Spartan Ops is definitely the replacement for Firefight.
Yeah.
So I think anyone who is worried about Firefight going away, they should be fine with Spartan Ops.
Yeah.
I think. I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, it's an addition to the campaign. You still get to shoot people, so, I mean, why would you be disappointed? So.
Right. Another thing that
I think they're more worried about the wave aspect, though, the waves that are coming in.
Well, I think depending on the mission that you do, I'm assuming Firefight is going to be one of the chapters that you can do, so to speak.
Yeah, like defend this objective gonna be, for like 10 minutes or something.
Right, there's going to be different objectives for the different chapters in the game, and the chapters might rotate on a weekly basis or something, I don't know. But yeah. Firefight is definitely, like, Firefight as you would think of Firefight, I think it's definitely going to be one of the options that's going to be in the game for Spartan Ops. So something else that we saw in the Spartan Ops trailer, and I'm kind of running out of ideas here, and it's probably about time we should wrap up as well. But
yeah,
we actually see playable hard light shield, so we see people actually using it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a riot, like a temporary riot shield where it lasts for like 30 seconds and just charge forward.
Pretty much,
that could be cool if like.
Well, it's almost like I would just think of it as it's kind of the Foreigner or Promethean version of the Jackal energy shield, and you're just able to use it. So that's pretty much what it is. The only thing is you can't actually dual wield the shield and the weapon like the Jackals can. So whenever you're using the shield, you actually walk a little bit slower, and people can still come by and whack you, but your front is completely shielded.
That'd be a nice way to draw people's fire so that the rest of your team can get in, like start assassinating people. So, I mean, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Kind of late, though.
What do you mean? Kind of
like we've been asking for to use Jackal shields for a while now, and
they
finally come up with the iteration with this. So
yeah, at least they're putting something in it. And
yeah,
I mean, to be honest, if this is the replacement for the armor lock, then I'm perfectly content with it.
Yeah, armor lock needs to go.
Yeah, yeah. And thrusters was definitely turned out different than what I thought they would be. I thought thrusters was going to be a jetpack, but it turns out it's just kind of like a booster pack to make you go faster, which is I'm still kind of confused about that, because we saw that in the War Games videos where that one guy went up and assassinated someone, then pulled out the sword and assassinate another dude, but he used a thruster pack to catch up to this guy. So I'm not exactly sure how the thruster pack is designed to work.
It's like you just turn into a Gundam for like 3 seconds just to catch up with this one guy to stab him in the back. That's pretty cool.
I guess I'm seeing right now if there's something on the ordnance page for it.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't one yesterday.
But I mean, I think if you, I hope you like you can have some way of going up in the air as well. Because if you jump, then I guess you can use your booster pack thrusters to boost yourself up into the air as well. So.
Well, I'm wondering if you're like walking forward and you use your thruster pack, if it just makes you go forward instead, and if you just stand still and use your thruster pack, if you'll go up.
Yeah, I think it's more of like the direction of what you're trying to move in. Like, say if you jump, then it's gonna help you go up. So I mean, it makes more sense to have it that way than to just have a jetpack all by itself.
Right. So yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that would work. I don't know. We'd have to see more gameplay for it.
I mean, it could just be a new name for the jetpack. I mean, we have no idea, right?
I want to have it so that I can teleport like the Prometheans. That'd be cool.
You mean like the phase walk?
Yes. Is that actual armor ability now?
No.
No!
It's not. It's not an armor ability.
Oh.
Why? Did you think it was?
Yeah, because then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to start sniping and use this.
You're lagging,
like,
dude.
Okay, well,
you're lagging really bad.
I'm cheating.
You're lagging really bad now.
I think the phase block is what doing this to me.
Okay. It's the phase walk. Really? Really? But yep. No, the phase walk is not an armor ability. I think it's just something that the Promethean knights have.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Cool. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still going to have holograms now.
We are going to have holograms.
Yay.
They confirmed that a while ago.
Oh, well. I haven't been catching up. Poor me.
Aw.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think all of us are tired, guys, because we're running out of things to say.
Wait, I have something to say. I have an idea. Remember earlier I was like, everyone's just gonna call war games matchmaking. Here's my actual theory. There's gonna be a divide between new fans and old fans. So older fans like us who've known it as matchmaking for so long, we're still going to call it matchmaking. But new fans who are either A, like maybe our age, but have just like come into the Halo, you know, they just started liking it, or either they're younger, like this is their first shooter, or like, you know, my first Halo or something like that. Those are the people who are going to might actually call war games and call all the, you know, all the matchmaking systems after Halo 4 war games, if they keep that theme going. Just a thought.
I like hummus.
Okay.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to wrap it up for the night. Because I think we're all tired, and I really need to get to bed.
We're hungry.
How are you hungry?
I don't know. I slept for like half the day. And I woke up like in the afternoon, so I guess right now it's for lunchtime per se.
Yeah, man. So. Seriously, man.
Dude, nocturnal.
Dude, seriously, I'm a psychopath. So like Monday night, I stayed up the entire night, and then I took a nap from like 3 until like 8 that later that afternoon, and then I went to bed last night at like 5. I got up at like 12 today, and I've been up since.
All right.
Yeah. Isn't summer fun, kids?
Summer is fun. More podcasting, more shenanigans.
Yeah, more podcasting, more shenanigans. Yeah.
Time to fan up for the winter.
I like I like staying up all night, but I don't like how tired and horrible I feel like afterwards. Like I wish I had the ability to never feel tired, because then like I could like stay up all night and I would get so much done, but I wouldn't feel like garbage.
I like how like being Asian like has an influence in that, because sometimes I don't feel tired at all. Maybe it's because of my workload at school. Because I remember at school one time it got so bad where I didn't have any sleep like in a week. So yeah.
You're like Brenton like slash Monster Warrior slash Last Icon of Class.
Freaking Brenton.
And you stay up for like a whole week and you start seeing like hallucinations towards the end.
Dude, I remember on one of the episodes he started hallucinating. He said, "Dude, what's that thing behind you?" Because we're trying to do like a vidcast or something.
What's that thing behind you?
And like he's like, "Dude, we're trying to mess with them." And me and Demak were just like, "Hey, dude, you know the flag behind you? It's trying to eat your sister." And he's like, "Oh no." It was terrible, but yeah, I don't think he remembers this. I don't think he wants to remember this. But yeah, I think it's time to wrap up. I hear I smell food. I want to eat now.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I know we kind of drudged on here and there for the show, but thanks for bearing with us. And we'll be doing more shows throughout.
Yeah, order pizza.
Throughout next week. Wow. We'll probably do another show this weekend at some point, and probably two or three more next week after the E3 wrap up. We are going to have an E3 show of some kind, but there's a lot of Halo 4 info that we want to talk about. So we might have a few more Halo podcasts before we actually get to our overall general E3 discussion podcast, where we talk about stuff other than Halo.
Yeah.
So bear with us as we try to get through it all. We kind of touched on War Games and Spartan Ops as much as we were able to. But
you know, you can only say so much, right?
Right. But there's definitely other stuff that we will be talking about down the road. And we do have actually quite a bit of submissions, so one of these next two shows, we're actually going to read those as well.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
So
it does.
Dusty's going to be having a lot of bones to throw out.
Well, right. Wishbones.
I just spent 5 hours on a video that got posted about an hour and a half ago. So if you guys are interested, go check that out. And doing this podcast too, so I am extremely tired.
I'm tired too, man. We're all tired.
Time to grow some wings for Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull. Yeah, Wingdings, right?
Mm. Oh wing gosh. Dings. Oh gosh.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
right. And listeners, remember to hop over to the forums and join in the chat.
Right.
And also join us for Monday Night Matchmaking.
Yeah, make sure you sign up for that.
Yeah.
Last week wasn't as much of a turnaround. I think turnout because of E3. But yeah. The week before that, we actually had, I want to say, 9 people that stayed there for at least, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
So
this week was all right. It was like, you know, you and me and Karts and Monster Voyeur and some other like randoms for a little while, and then a lot of you guys left, and I know you're nice of you to go record a podcast, but then me and Carson and then Chucky J joined after you left, and we played together, and then Carson left, but me and Chucky J were playing for like an hour, just me and him, and then he got some of his friends to join, and so it was pretty fun. It kind of carried on actually for a little while somehow.
Very nice.
So you can check out the details on that, listeners, in the thread. It's in the events board on the forums. Or you could just send a message to me on Xbox, or Dusty, or Cards27, or whoever.
Or me.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, you'll expect to see the epic return of Roxy Sorbear, so.
Ooh, yep. Alrighty. Also, since I don't plug this enough, you can also call our listener voicemail, and that number is 206-339-6937, and I'll make sure to go through those this weekend, and if you have any E3 comments that you want heard on the show, go ahead and send them there, and we will play them on the show for you guys.
Yep.
So thanks again, guys. Thanks again, guys, for listening.
Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, guys.
It's time to wrap up. Thank you, Raxus, for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, yep. Raxus.
It's been a pleasure. Ooh.
And you gotta go eat another teaspoon of ice cream now to keep you awake, right?
Shut up. You don't need to know about that.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully I can get on again. So.
Yeah, he eats wasabi-flavored ice cream.
You?
Okay, Daft.
You?
No.
You?
No.
Yeah, Raxus is sushi fun time. Right?
Sushi. Ew! That's disgusting.
All right, on that note, we are going to sign off, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Ah!